producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. Some breaking news. Ben Fields, the South Carolina deputy who has been in the news as a video has been going viral of him grabbing a student, African-American student, who was in her desk, not following his orders, has been fired over her arrest and the way he handled it. South Carolina sheriff said Wednesday that he did fire the deputy who was caught on video grabbing her, flipping her backwards as she sat in her desk, dragging and throwing her across the floor as he tried to remove her from the classroom. Ben Fields, the Richland County deputy, was dismissed after an internal investigation concluded that he had violated department standards. And the sheriff, Leon Lott, Deputy Fields, who has been assigned to Spring Valley High School, is also a subject, I guess, of a federal civil rights inquiry that could lead to criminal charges. He says Deputy Fields did not follow proper training, did not follow proper procedure when he threw the student across the room, Sheriff Lott said. The sheriff said he had spoken to Deputy Fields and described him as, quote-unquote, sorry that this whole thing occurred. Now, I guess the video of the episode occurred, and I think actually the girl that videotaped it has been arrested. It has the video, the part we're seeing is where the girl is sitting there, and then the deputy immediately, I guess, apprehends her, and he apprehends her as the desk goes back. She looks like she sustained head trauma, but you can't tell. Pulls her out. It seems to project her forward, get her on the ground, and subdue her and put her in from what it appears to be restraints. We have no idea what happened beforehand, okay? But, you know, why would criminal charges be looked at? Well, you have an adult and you have a minor. And so, you know, this is a case that, again, brings light a variety of issues, okay? How are police supposed to, I guess, apprehend or supposed to remove a, not sure what the actual word for it would be, I guess somebody that is not following orders, okay? I mean, we can't use the word criminal yet until they perform a crime. But from what I understand, I guess this was algebra class. The teacher asked her to stop using her phone. From what I understand, there was supposed to be, I guess, she was supposed to be leaving, the student was supposed to leave and go to the principal's office. She was supposed to leave, and she refused to leave. So the school got the deputy involved. I don't know if the deputy was already there as security or if they had to call the police. He comes in, tries to remove her. We hear that there was hitting and a variety of other things. We don't see it on the video. There's only that small video clip that we're seeing. But again, I was kind of shocked to see how he removed her. All right. I haven't seen the video of all the different other attempts if he had attempts. But we have an issue. I mean, we have a growing issue of, you know, of either inappropriate behavior, okay, by either the quote-unquote person in question versus the person in question, and we don't know what the protocols are supposed to be. You know, should he have had another cop with him, and they lift the desk with her in it, okay? You know, if she's not leaving that desk, rather than pulling her up and out of the desk, because, I mean, this is what they used to do. This is how you used to get people where you wanted to go. If you couldn't get them to come out on their own, you forcefully pulled them out. Unfortunately, we're hearing that she sustained a lot of injuries from this. This is pretty, pretty scary stuff. And so, what are the police supposed to do? We don't want the police not policing. We don't want the police not coming on a school call because they're afraid they're going to lose their job. But we also don't want kids getting hurt when there's obviously a better way to do things. And I don't know what the answer is. You're only seeing that small clip where she's sitting there in the desk, and he basically tipped over the desk to get her out of the desk seat. It's one of those desks that have the seat and table area are combined. I don't know what the answer is. I really don't. I don't know if maybe we see a lot of issues where it's a single officer against the victim. And maybe that's an issue. A long time ago, I had brought up that I guess there was an issue where a cop had been chasing somebody down, and I believe the taser didn't work, and he shot him. And one theory I brought up is it that, that particular police officer wasn't in shape, couldn't catch up to him, and the only way he could slow him or stop him down was shooting. I don't know what the answer is, and we're not finding out because we're never getting the full story from either side. I don't know what it is. If you hit an officer, okay, is he allowed to use force to take you, into a situation where you can't harm him or others? I don't know what the answer is. I have no idea. And I think we're all kind of shocked that something like this could happen. And he's been fired, so the police department thought he did wrong. So there was a lot of things that went wrong with this. And we don't want our kids being thrown from their desks and sustaining injuries when police have to come. But, why did it have to get to that? What is happening here? Why do we need officers coming to the school? Okay, what can schools do? There was a case where the police officer had to subdue an autistic child. And the only way the officer knew how to do it was to put the child in handcuffs. And then that went viral. And I don't know what happened to that officer. I think the school did right getting the police involved. But if the police's protocols don't work well, we got to figure something out. And it's a real shame that this had to happen on either side. And I support our police officers. They put their lives on the line all the time for us. And, they could only do so much. But unfortunately, these things happen. And they happen with people that may be innocent victims here. We don't know, in all these different cases. And, as people see these video clips, they're calling for the police to do different. And, I don't know what the answer is. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common-sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the sacral wedgie.
Do you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Then get on board with the Tax Admiral and let us steer your way to financial freedom.
The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. They can freeze your bank accounts, seize your car, home, will garnish your paychecks and benefits.
Don't take on the IRS alone. I can fight for you using industry secrets that can help stop the IRS. I'll cut your penalties, slash your interest, and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zero. Out completely.
We're an A-rated company with over 30 years experience helping people clean up their mess with the IRS. And we have a 95% customer satisfaction rating.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, are facing an audit, a lien, or levy, then call me right away.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Do you lay awake at night and worry about the health and safety of you and your loved ones? Do you wonder what would happen if you weren't able to get to a hospital or doctor? How can you keep your family safe against the deadly pathogens that are beginning to emerge in the world today? Give yourself peace of mind with Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver is turning heads around the world as a new weapon in the fight against bacteria, viruses, and fungus. Supernatural Silver can be taken internally or used topically to help the body's own immune system fight off disease much more effectively. Supernatural Silver has been tested at independent universities and laboratories around the world and has been proven to be safe and highly effective against some of the planet's deadliest pathogens. There is no better product to have in your home for daily use or emergency preparedness. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, use the code SILVER2015 for 20% off, and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who is working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so marijuana use is tied to stroke. They say young adults who use marijuana are more likely to suffer strokes caused by narrowing of the arteries in the skull than those who do not do marijuana. So by narrowing of the arteries of the skull, they mean the narrowing of the arteries that, you know, nurture the brain. Prior research has identified a link between marijuana use and stroke, but they say this study is the first to examine the differences in stroke between marijuana users and non-users. The findings may help efforts to pinpoint what causes strokes in marijuana users. Now, this team was led by Dr. Wolf at the University Hospital of Strasbourg in France, they looked at 334 patients younger than 45 who suffered an ischemic stroke. This is where you have lack of blood flow to part of the brain. 58 of those patients were marijuana users. Now, the study couldn't prove that marijuana caused the stroke, but they did find some differences in the stroke characteristics between people who used pot and people who didn't. They said the narrowing of the arteries in the skull was the cause of stroke in 45% of marijuana users, compared with only 14% of non-users. This is being reported by Health Day. Marijuana users with stroke were also younger. They were more often to be male, more likely to also smoke cigarettes, and more likely to have other lifestyle risk factors than non-users. Blood clots, they say here, were moved from other areas of the body to the brain, and that seemed to be the most common cause of stroke in 29% of the patients who did not use marijuana, compared to 14% that did. The study, we're having major pop-up issues here. The study appears in the November 3rd issue of the Journal of the American College of Cardiology when it comes out. But they say this is an important study because it may help change the mindset about marijuana. Over the last few years, there's been numerous publications, they say, showing groups of young people, often teenagers, having strokes when smoking large quantities of marijuana. Almost definitely marijuana is not as safe, he says, as many would like to think of it, including, from the stroke standpoint. Now, this is concerning. You know, we have an article here out of Fox saying more U.S. high school students are smoking only pot, not cigarettes. And they say as fewer U.S. high school students exclusively smoke cigarettes and cigars, many of them have moved over to marijuana. So we might be cutting back on smokes in school, but many of them are going to marijuana. They said overall, the proportion of teens in grades 9 through 12 who only smoke traditional tobacco products declined to 7.4% of students in 2013 from 20.5% to students in 1997. So about a fifth of students were smoking in the 90s. Now it's down to 7.4. But exclusive use of marijuana more than doubled from 4.2% to 10%. So one-tenth now of the students that admitted to smoke pot on a regular basis. They say concerned public health efforts to prevent cigarette use and encourage cessation have contributed to the decline. Good job. We did some good there. Okay, but as marijuana is being legalized, people are like, smoking's bad. All right, smoking's bad. Smoking cigarettes is bad. Okay, you know, people don't look at cigarettes and marijuana as the same. Well, those tobacco companies are mean, and the tobacco companies are causing the cancer, and it's all the tobacco companies, and since marijuana doesn't have tobacco, we're good. Well, no, you're kind of missing the point. So that's an issue. They say parents should be aware that despite significant decline since 1997, approximately 30% of white, black, and Hispanic U.S. high school students were current users of cigarettes, cigars, or marijuana in 2013. So now they're saying a third smoke something, whether it's cigarettes, cigars, whatever, maybe even vaping too. It's an important role, but this does not include other tobacco products, such as hookah or e-cigs. Those have also become popular. All right, so now it looks like a third is not even using that. It's just cigarettes and marijuana. So since 2010, the proportion of 12th grade students who use marijuana surpassed the proportion who use cigarettes. And what does this mean? Well, cigarettes are bad. Marijuana, also bad. We gotta stop getting this out of our heads that marijuana is safe. Overall, I am for legalization of marijuana. But that doesn't mean I want kids smoking it. It doesn't mean I want you guys smoking it on a regular basis. I want marijuana legalized so we could study it easier. And we could find out for which patients this works. If somebody recreationally smokes marijuana like they have a glass of alcohol, and we find that in every now and then marijuana session keeps blood pressure down, helps them sleep, helps with pain so they don't have to be on chronic medications, this could be pretty damn cool. Of course, we're not ready logistically for this. I don't know how we're going to handle impaired drivers or kids getting into the marijuana or you know, how do you avoid having adulterated pot, you know, consumed as opposed to you know, something regulated and overseen. So we don't have the logistics, we don't have the infrastructure yet in place. But don't mistake my being for marijuana being legalized, as I think it's safe and healthy and everybody should do it. Okay? Just like with alcohol. Alcohol could cause a stroke. We've seen people that drink heavy, especially around Christmas time, higher risk of stroke and heart attack. Okay? Alcohol is not ideally safe either. Once in a blue moon, it works. But you see, we have issues. We have a lot of issues with alcohol and drunk driving. Had a horrible accident the other day in my neck of the woods, drunk driver, 4 a.m. Okay? This is scary stuff. So it still has to be done right. Okay, so some of you go, okay, well, you know what? Here's the thing, okay? Everything's moving too fast, all right? Let's go back to e-cigs, okay? Let me get off smoking, I'll e-cig, and then I'll figure out what I'm going to do with marijuana when that comes into play. Well, careful with the e-cigs, too. Apparently, the family of a Florida man who was placed in a medically induced coma Monday after his e-cig blew up wants others to understand the dangers of the devices. Apparently, there's a 21-year-old, Evan Spallinger, who's in critical condition after he was found on the floor covered in soot by family members. According to Emma Richardson, the sister, she says, I was laying in bed with my 2-year-old and I heard an explosion. Then I started smelling burning smoke and fire. I found my brother not breathing, with his whole face burned and his neck burned, and trying to throw up a little, or maybe he was gasping for air, so I called 911. This is the sister. Spallinger was taken to NCH Downtown Naples Hospital before being flown to a Miami hospital, where doctors put him in a coma to alleviate pain. They said he had internal and external burns and damage to his lungs for from the explosion, and possibly the mouthpiece went when the cigarette exploded, went down his throat, and exploded again. What a barbaric way to be attacked with this e-cig. Oh, my gosh. Firefighters told the news outlet that the explosion was likely caused by the device's lithium battery. The sister said, luckily I was there. It was the most traumatic experience, I think, of my life. We want people to know the risks and dangers. Had Evan known, maybe he wouldn't have chosen to smoke the e-cig. So they think the e-cig, while he was smoking, exploded, and then the mouthpiece from the propulsion of the explosion, as it was in his mouth, goes down into the throat and then lodges in the lungs. How horrible. I'm amazed he's alive. Wow. So, I don't know what to tell you guys, okay? I mean, I understand nothing's safe. I know, you know, we don't want to, you know, be all paranoid. For those who joined us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. And I hate telling you guys scary stories such as this. I hate doing that, you know, because I don't want you scared. I don't want you paranoid. But these things blow up, okay? And it kills me when somebody's doing nothing wrong. You know, it sounds like he was just at home and he decided to, you know, turn on his vape. I mean, you know, to think that you could die from something like this. Okay? You know, I know I say I don't yell at you guys to quit smoking and all that, but look, you know, if you're smoking to the degree that you think you're going to have to vape for a long period of time to get off smoking, go see your medical provider and try to get some help to get off smoking, because I don't want you guys vaping for long. We don't know much about what you're breathing in. We don't know much about the vapor. We don't know much about the battery. We don't know much about the devices. What we do know is weird things happen. It's rare, but they do. And, you know, just to get you guys off the smoking habit. And also what I'm concerned about is he's 21. How long could he have been smoking for? To the point where now he needs to vape. You know, and then again, I mean, I'm assuming he's trying to get off cigarettes and that's why he's vaping. I mean, maybe he's vaping because he just likes to. But, you know, everything has risks, guys. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALLY.
I'm a walking in the rain.
All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
It's time to kick some ash, because cigarettes have met their match. Smokers are switching to Vaporit e-liquid by Le Cig,
because when you kick ash, you kick tar and smelly smoke too.
Le Cig smokes the competition with real people customer service, a 7-day satisfaction guarantee, and same-day fast free shipping. Become a vapor today at LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. Le Cig e-cigarettes, kick some ash.
My ratings were good, and then all of a sudden they went down. Not really too sure. That's why I don't look at the ratings. If I don't look at my radio show ratings, I don't have to worry. Thank you for joining us. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, so we have a man who has died, and according to an official, it's because of a fail that happened at the 911 center. A Lake County emergency dispatch, quote-unquote, failed a Griffith man Monday who called 911 and didn't receive medical care until 47 minutes later, according to Griffith Police Chief Greg Mance. Mance said the man in his 80s later died. The victim, not identified Tuesday, placed a call to emergency dispatch Monday after experiencing trouble breathing. They say there appears to have been an issue with the dispatch of the emergency call. Okay, it seems evident the system did not work as it was supposed to. Mance said a joint news release from his department and Lake County dispatch officials will be issued with more details. So, I guess the wrong address was given. Lake County E911 Emergency Dispatch Director Brian Hitchcock said the delay in providing service to the Griffith man occurred after dispatcher entered the wrong address into the system. Hitchcock said Tuesday he has placed the dispatcher who handled the call, a 9-year veteran, on administrative leave while his staff investigated the incident. He said the county received a call for help Monday night in the 800 block of North Lillian Street in Griffith, but the address was entered into the system as the 300 block of Lillian Street, even though the caller had given pretty clear instruction. Okay, this, I always thought, okay, and you would think I would know better, but I don't. I always thought that when you call 911, okay, they have all this GPS type stuff knowing exactly where you are. And so, as the cops are driving to you, they know exactly where you are. I didn't think that the dispatcher could change the address. Okay, so you call in, then they punch it in, and if there's a typo, my wondering is, does this happen more often? I see typos happen all the time. I do typos all the time. Hitchcock said the caller called 911 again, but the dispatcher failed to clarify the address during the subsequent call. So the man did not receive emergency service and unfortunately died. This Monday incident follows a case in June when inadequate information provided by the Lakes County's dispatch hindered the response of paramedics to an off-duty officer who sought help for chest pains and later died. In the previous case, Officer Bert Sanders sought help for chest pains from the Consolidated Dispatch Center where he was performing custodial work. Paramedics arrived at the church but were unable to enter locked doors. The dispatcher told them to depart the scene. Dispatcher was fired. Another one suspended 3 days later. So, whenever I hear cases like this, I always want to tell you guys what to do. Okay, to protect yourselves. And something like this, I hate giving you a story like that because I don't know what to tell you to do. If there's a staff person that sucks that bad, where they are going to mistype your address. I mean, the victim called again. Going, guys, no one's come. Are you sure you have the right address? And, I don't know if he said, are you sure you have the right address? But something like that is life or death. I feel for the dispatcher because I understand I've made typos. I mean, typos happen. But Lord have mercy. Oh, my gosh. Something so simple as a 3 to an 8 caused somebody's life to die. And I tell people who enter the healthcare system, whether you're a doctor, whether you're a nurse, dentist, pharmacist, etc., one little baby mistake is life or death. People don't understand that. Okay? Why do you think doctors are looked upon as the, kookiest of many specialists professionals out there? It's because we know on a minute-to-minute level that one mistake somebody is making in any of your crew, it's life or death. And I don't know what the answer is. You as a patient, you're calling 911. You want to make sure that they come to you. That's rare. Okay, you call the paramedics, they come. But, maybe one thing, I don't know. I mean, in Las Vegas, we have landmarks. So we could say, well, I'm by the Dunes Hotel. But, that's not enough. You got to give an apartment number. And if you're alone, usually what I do is, if I ever have to call the paramedics from my office, we have the doors open. So in case the paramedics are trying to find the suite number, I have somebody outside waving them down so they don't have to sit there and try to find this suite. We're right here type of thing. But when you're alone, man. Speaking of EMTs, we have an EMT who's been suspended without pay because he was trying to save a choking girl. Get this. He's from New York, and he tried to save a 7-year-old schoolgirl who was choking on her lunch. And he was suspended because it's against company policy to make a stop without being called. Quasi Reed works for Assist Ambulance, was transported in a nursing home patient last Wednesday with his partner when he said they were flagged down at a red light by a frantic man who told them a student was choking. Reed said his partner, who was not reprimanded by the company, told the man they already had a patient and there was nothing they could do. Reed, who's driven ambulances for 4 years, said he knew the choking girl took priority over the transport and, against his partner's urging, jumped out of the ambulance's back door and administered first aid to the girl, who he said had already turned blue. No one at the school was rendering first aid. Reed says, I don't regret it. Even though he was suspended without pay, I would do it again. I don't blame him. If I knew there's a choking child, I'm going to do my best to help her. The 7-year-old girl, Noelia Echevarria, is now on life support at NYU Langone Medical Center in New York. She has unfortunately been declared brain dead. The family said through a lawyer that they maintain hope that she'll recover. Wait a second. There was a child who died. I just got some breaking news. I'm wondering. I apologize. I'm trying to pull this up. The 7-year-old, unfortunately, she has died. She was declared brain dead, and unfortunately she, she's on life support. She's not, she has not died yet, but she is on life support. Unfortunately, has been declared brain dead. Reed said he was suspended because it is against company policy to make a stop without being called, and he said they're only concerned about insurance money. Assist Ambulance did not immediately return a phone call from Fox News. Okay, here's another thing where you're like, you know, you're damned because you did something right. You know, doctors like that, we were told many times, we have no legal protection going out there and helping somebody. No legal protection whatsoever. And there was a case where a resident, not in my school, but in another school, was driving home on vacation to his family on the highway, and there was a bad accident. So he goes to help the person, and the person was not breathing in this accident. So he takes the person out and starts administering first aid. The person's alive, but unfortunately he had severe neck injuries and was paralyzed by the neck down. The family sues the resident who saved the guy's life, claiming his performing CPR caused the neck injuries. Maybe it did, maybe it didn't. But with that case, we were taught in school, look, you have to call 911 to get the ambulance involved. You will have no protection helping somebody. Now, I thought that was bullcrap back then, and I still think it's bullcrap, but unfortunately, that is the case. You administer, as a professional, any sort of help, there's lawyers who will sue you if the family deems that something went wrong. And I think that's extremely frustrating. And, in fact, this ambulance company is liable if an employee goes rogue and helps somebody. I mean, that's how screwed up our system is. You're supposed to help somebody no matter what. We need do-gooders. We need heroes out there. We need people going out there that'll say, you know what, I don't care about the court system. I'm going to protect you. But the problem is like what happened with me at Walmart. You had other people coming up to me who weren't trained that were trying to do things to the patient that shouldn't have. And so I can understand why there is a legal system in place, because if somebody, you know, pretends to be qualified and messes up with you, you have a recourse. But I think it's frustrating because, you know, this guy is a hero. I do understand why the company has that policy. They get sued. 1-877-DOCTOR-ELLY. Don't go away.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Ricky LeBlanc, admitted in Mass only. Sokolov Law, LLC, Chestnut Hill, Mass. Ken Levin, responsible attorney in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Greg Hobby, New Jersey. The choice of lawyer is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertisements. While this firm maintains joint responsibility, most cases of this type refer to other attorneys for principal responsibility. If you know what mesothelioma is, you or someone you love has likely been impacted by this devastating cancer. You may be entitled to compensation. Call Sokolov Law today. 1-800-218-HELP. The only known cause of mesothelioma is asbestos exposure. Thousands of hardworking men and women, including many U.S. veterans and industrial workers, have been diagnosed with mesothelioma because manufacturers knew the dangers but put profits ahead of people. An estimated $30 billion in court-ordered trust has been set aside to pay money to asbestos victims. If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with mesothelioma, call now. You may be entitled to receive compensation without ever going to court or filing a lawsuit. Call for a free legal consultation at 1-800-218-HELP. That's 1-800-218-HELP.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Attention, all men. Are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Are you having a slower, weaker stream? Don't ignore the warning signs of your aging prostate. Get your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Super Beta Prostate is guaranteed to support a more complete emptying of your bladder, a fuller, stronger stream, and less waking at night to urinate.
Super Beta Prostate is a product that I really like. I endorse it. I use it myself. I was very pleasantly surprised that Super Beta Prostate helped me fairly quickly.
Super Beta Prostate is formulated with a natural plant enzyme called beta-sitosterol. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 salt palmetto pills to get the same sterols as just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Don't ignore the warning signs of your aging prostate. Call now to get your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Call 1-800-853-1203. That's 1-800-853-1203. 800-853-1203.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I'm the president of the largest private news and research network in the world. And I paid for this airtime because I have an important message to the American people. There's a change coming that the government isn't telling you about. This change has deep implications for life in America. From where you shop, to the doctors you visit, and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. Thing is, I was right then, too. A few years ago, I warned that housing prices would collapse. They did. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash. They did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all.
You can watch the video for free right now by going to VanishingCash.com. Again, that's VanishingCash.com.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order two bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Guys, we are right back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Yes, I do talk too much. Thank you for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Taking your calls, your comments. Let's go back to the phone lines. We got Joe on the line. Hey, Joe. How you doing?
Fine. How are you doing, Doc? Dr. D?
Good.
I just heard you say about the cyanocobalamin. And there's intrinsic factors in your stomach because if you take it and just swallow it, you're only getting part of it, maybe 80% of it. Take it sublingually, you get more. But I've done a little bit of research on this, and I found something called methylcobalamin, which is a liquid form, and they say that one dropper full, which I believe is 1 milliliter, which I take every day or a couple times a day, they say that almost could be close to being an equivalent to a B12 shot. And there's something about cyanocobalamin that reacts with CoQ10 and blocks it or does something. Do you know about that? Or
I mean, I thought the methylcobalamin was also an injectable form. And, you know, it just, you know, instead of, you know, it has, I guess, the methyl group attached to it. I had to quickly look it up because I remember it was injectable. I didn't realize that they have a sublingual or a pill form. I thought that was an injectable form too. So, I couldn't really comment on how much you absorb. You're right though. You know, a big issue that we have with oral B, supplements is if you have pernicious anemia, let's say, or, you know, you lack your intrinsic factor ability to absorb your B12 and the parietal cells, you're taking it orally, you won't be able to absorb it, which is why people can't get it from food and beef and things like that, vegetables that B12's in, so we have to inject it. I thought though the methyl version was injectable too, but if you say there's a pill, there's another form of it, I'd like to see how that works, because that's cool.
I can tell you the company, but I'm not at home. I'm in this parking lot right now. But the thing was that I read was there has something to do with blocking CoQ10 enzyme or something like that. But this is liquid form, and it comes in a dropper. I can't think of a. I can call you back later and maybe tell you what makes it. If you'll find out by then.
Yeah, or email me.
Okay, Dr. Dahlia, what's your email thing?
Yeah, go to my website at drdahlia.com. Yeah, email it to me because I definitely want to research it, okay?
Oh, okay. All right, thanks a lot. I appreciate talking to you.
Joe, you rock. Thanks a lot. All right, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. One of these days, guys, we really should, looks like, spend time on B12 because a lot of you guys are, like Gay was, dealing with neuropathy or dealing with fatigue or there's a variety of things that, you know, many of you guys are taking vitamin B complex for, or B12 specifically, and we were just talking about with Joe B12 supplements. I definitely want to give it more time than we've been able to. I know we're kind of coming up on the last segment, and I got to talk about the whole new mammogram recommendations because those are really important. But I promise we're going to hit the B12, talk to you about why it's important, what foods get you B12, why I want to make sure you guys are taking it in and getting your levels checked, and for what diseases, you should get that checked. Any sort of neurological disease, neuropathy, fatigue, etc., you should be getting blood disorder. You need to be getting a B12 level, as well as a folic acid level, a folate level. All right, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. It's Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and we really haven't had a lot of breast news. You know, usually we're talking about the breasts all month long. But this concerned me, and the American Cancer Society has released new breast cancer screening recommendations for women at average risk of breast cancer. And this is very, very concerning, all right, to me, okay, as a woman with breasts, okay? And I got two of them, so I'm doubly worried. They say women should undergo regular screening at age 45. So none of this baseline between 35 and 40, none of this, you know, every 2 years at age 40. When you are 45 years old, that's when you start. And people will say, all right, well then, you know, okay, so you'll just do your monthly breast exams before then if you have a lump. No, they recommend against monthly breast exams as well. They don't recommend that either. They think that's a lot of false positives. Women will freak out, feeling a lump or bump. And so those aren't, see why I'm a little shaky about this. I think there's about 2,000 cases a year of breast cancer under the age of 40 that gets diagnosed. Okay, that's a lot, especially since that's a more aggressive kind. And then there's a larger number between 40 and 45 of being diagnosed with breast cancer. All right, most breast cancers, the average age is above 55. So you're like, all right, well, Dahlia, let's read more. Okay, so you start screening at 45, and then what happens? Well, they recommend, and again, I'm a huge fan of the American Cancer Society, which is I need to, you know, complain when I need to complain. They say women 45 to 54 should get their mammogram every year. So boom, 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 okay? Then, once you're 55, go to every couple years. If you want to screen annually, you can. But we're going to start transitioning you to every couple years when you're over age 55. Okay, you see why? You see why my panties are all up in a bunch? My bra strap is already twisting. They say if you want to get annual screening, we still should have the opportunity at age 40. So, and the reason why they're saying this is they know insurance companies are going to take a look at this and go, oh, all right, great, we're not going to cover it until 45. All right, so they did specifically say if a patient wants to do it, they can. They say women should continue screening mammography as long as their overall health is good and if they have a life expectancy of 10 years or longer. So rather than saying, well, we'll stop at age 65 because we don't know if women are going to live, you know, into their 70s, that now there's no age cutoff. They're not, which I like, okay? You know, some women are living till their 90s. So, you know, if you have, you know, in your family, you know, women are living till they're 95, all right, and you're 80, and, you know, you want a mammogram, technically, according to this, you could still get one, okay? All right. I know a foot x-ray for me would do the trick, but that's neither here nor there. I don't know what I'm going to look like when I'm 80. So here's my beef with it, okay? Mammograms are beautiful tests. I prefer the 3D mammogram. I really like MRI. But many of you guys can only get the basic mammogram. Well, how accurate is that mammogram? I mean, are mammograms really that accurate? Okay, I mean, they're good. But the reason why a lot of times we pick up breast cancer, okay, isn't just, you know, you walk in and it's full blown. It's the radiologists see a change. They go, you know what, okay, I'm looking at the ones from 2012 and then 2014, and now 2015, this looks different. You see how it looks different over these last three? That is how early breast cancer is found. I don't want you waiting 2 years between 55 and 57, right? I mean, 2 years is a long time for breast cancer to grow. Because remember, your mammogram is not 100%. So you can have breast cancer. I mean, the mammogram doesn't prevent breast cancer. It takes a picture. And if you have breast cancer, if you have a couple abnormal cells starting, the mammogram may not pick it up. If you have a lump, if you have changes and tenting and issues going on with the breast tissue, mammograms are pretty good at picking that up, but it has to be at a macro level. It can't be at a micro level. So what do we do? Well, we can't do a lot from a micro level, so to speak, until we come up with a blood test that picks up antigens. But what we do is, okay, well, we'll do serial mammograms and see if we pick it up. But Dr. Dahlia, this is ridiculous. There's so much radiation. We're doing too many mammograms. Well, then fine. Let's start making recommendations for MRIs. There's less radiation then. You do an MRI. And maybe I would probably allow an MRI every couple years as opposed to mammogramming every year. I like the MRI so much that maybe I would be okay with the every 2 year recommendation if you're getting MRIs. So, you know, this is something where luckily the American Cancer Society said, look, depends on what you want and your risk. You and your doctor or medical provider should decide this. All right, guys, don't forget the Monster Mash Car Bash at Charleston and Rainbow for New Horizons. Great car show, great fun, great candy. See you there. To the little white church. Hang me down to the little white church.
Are your Google search results killing you?
Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Numana, the true pioneer of healthy, storable foods and preparedness products, has gone and done it again. Numana is now the first food storage company in the country to offer organic powdered milk free of hormones. Our goal is to change the way you look at storable food. Numana is GMO-free, contains no high fructose corn syrup, aspartame, or artificial ingredients. Numana's great tasting and easy to fix meals are perfect for emergencies or a quick dinner for your family this weekend. We also offer the revolutionary Defender Pack, which combines organic superfoods with the GMO-free meals our customers rave about. Go to powerprepper.com or call 877-817-9829 today to learn more. That's 877-817-9829. Numana, food storage you'll love to eat. See our selection at powerprepper.com.